Erevin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. We've got this charitz, a trench that divides zone A from zone B in these chatzeros. So we said, while the ditch fully divides them, you have two separate chatzeros and are required to make two separate erevin. So now what happens if you make a bridge, you put a gangplank across? So nasan alav neser, you put a plank, shehu rachav arba tfachim, that's at least four tfachim wide, to span across the trench that divides A from B. So now you have essentially the potential for whichever one you want. You could, like I said in the end of the previous Mishnah, you could look at the charitz part as being the mostly partitioned and have two separate zones and therefore two separate chatzeros, so two separate erevin, or you could rely on the bridge as an access point and make a single erev that could combine the two. And that's exactly what the Mishnah says. I'm going to skip the next words for the Mishnah for a moment. The Mishnah says, V'chein shtei gezustros zu k'neged zu. Just skip that for a moment. The din will be, ma'arvin shnayim. You could make two separate erevin because you have this charitz that separates, the trench that separates. Vimratzu, but if you want, ma'arvin echad. You could make a single erev to combine both sides of the trench because you have that bridge, that little gangplank that connects the two. Pachos mikan. If the width of the plank that would be your bridge is narrower than four tefachim, so then it's too skinny, it doesn't count, and therefore, ma'arvin shnayim, you're forced again to make two separate erevin, one on either side of the trench, the little narrow plank not withstanding, it doesn't help. Ve'ein ma'arvin echad, and you're not allowed to rely on that skinny plank to connect the two zones A and B to make a single area between them. Okay, straightforward enough. And the words I skipped are the exact same setup, except instead of you having two chatzeros on ground level being divided by the trench, here you have shtei gezusteros. So gezusteros are what we would call in Israel today a mirpasot, like a balcony. So you have the mirpasa, this sort of above ground and balcony. So if you had zu keneged zu, two balconies, one facing the other, with like an intervening, you know, the road beneath them, on either side of, you know, Rehov Yafo there in Jerusalem. So then the question is, can those two guys, the residents of those two homes, pass something between themselves? I shouldn't say Rehov Yafo, whatever, but not with Rosh Hashanah between them. Can those two guys set up an Eruv to pass something between themselves? So the answer is, if they set up a bridge that connects the two of them, and the bridge is more than four tefachim across, then the answer is yes, you can make a single erev that combines the two balconies. If the bridge is less than four tefachim across, wide, I should say, four tefachim wide, or it's not there at all, then they certainly cannot. So in other words, we're saying that gezustros, above ground balconies, have the exact same status as on the ground chatzeros that are divided by a big trench. So again, let me read the words one more time so it's clear to you. Nasan alav neser, if you had that trench running across between dividing up A from B, and you put nasan alav neser, you put a plank, shehu rachav arba tefachim, that is four tefachim wide, as a bridge, v'chein, and the same would be true if you have shtei gezustros, two balconies, zu keneged zu, opposite each other, but you put a plank that connects the two of them, that's four tefachim across. So then ma'arvin shnayim, you can make two separate erevin, if you want, on either side of the bridge. Vimratzu, but if you want ma'arvin echad, you can make a single erev that combines both sides of the bridge, because the bridge connects the two halves. Pachos mikan, if the width of that bridge is less than four tefachim across, it doesn't count as a bridge, and therefore ma'arvin shnayim, you're forced to make two separate erevin. Ve'ein ma'arvin echad, you cannot make a single erev that would encompass both sides of what's on either side of the bridge, because the bridge is too thin.